You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The sectoral indices Nifty IT rose almost 4% today to 37,929.30 points. Shares of Wipro led the gains and rose 10% to hit the upper circuit of Rs 511.95. Shares of HCL Technologies rose around 5% to hit a new 52-week high of Rs 1619.80. Here are some of the brokerage firm's views on the stocks. Motilal Oswal expects Wipro's revenue growth to be the slowest among Tier 1 IT services peers and also believes the margins to be below the management's expectations of a medium-term range of 17% to 17.5%. For HCL Technologies, the brokerage house kept the rating unchanged at buy on the stock of HCL Technologies with a target price of Rs 1,880. Next up, here are 6 things to know before taking a loan against fixed deposit. There are many options to borrow money provided your credit score is good and your income remains stable. A loan against fixed deposit is a type of a secured loan, where an FD holder can avail of a loan against their fixed deposits. This type of loan is easily available at most banks or financial institutions which offer FDs and have become a rather popular form of availing credit in today's times. Money Mood, an annual report published by Bank Bazaar on credit trends, reflects this trend and notes that loans against FDs have grown by 16.47% year-on-year, rising from Rs 97.5 crores in 2022 to Rs 113.9 crore in 2023. Let's talk market. The highly anticipated initial public offering, IPO, of MediAssist Healthcare Services is set to kick off on Monday, January 15th, with shares currently commanding a robust premium of Rs. 32 in the unlisted market. The subscription window for the IPO will run until January 17th. Ahead of the IPO launch, MediAssist, a Bengaluru-based health insurance third-party administrator, successfully raised Rs. 351.5 crores through its anchor book, attracting marquee investors such as Nomura Trust, Goldman Sachs, Ashoka Vitok, Pinebridge Global Funds, True Capital, and HSBC. Market analysts have largely endorsed the IPO with a subscribe rating, citing the company's dominant position in the third-party administrator TPA market, consistent financial performance, and robust cash flow generation. Additionally, the broking firm Jefferies said Avenue Supermart stores' addition and mix remained low for many quarters. Worst is still yet to come. The brokerage house has kept the rating unchanged at hold on the stock. It has a price target of Rs 4,200 on the stock, an upside of 9%. Jefferies said that the company's third quarter operating margin was below its estimates due to lower gross margin and marginally higher costs. According to the brokerage house, festive season sales of high margin GM and A were softer and weighed on GM. However, signs of recovery are there as the release shows that the mix has stabilized and trends are encouraging post-Diwali. But the company's management highlighted that Diwali sales were lower for non-FMCG this year. In other news, the wholesale price index WPI-based inflation rose in December at 0.73%, mainly due to a sharp rise in food prices. The WPI inflation was in the negative zone from April to December, from 8.18% in November 2023. Inflation in vegetables was 26.30%, while in pulses it was 19.60% in December. Retail or consumer price-based inflation (CPI) print for December rose to a four-month high of 5.69%, as per data released last week. RBI, in its bi-monthly monetary policy last month, held interest rates steady and flagged risks of rising food inflation. Moreover, capital markets regulator on Monday put in place guidelines for alternative investment funds (AIFs) pertaining to holding their investment in dematerialized form, along with the appointment of custodian. Under the latest guidelines, AIFs are required to hold their investment in dematerialized form unless exempted by SEBI. The new framework, effectively from October 1, 2024, mandates that any investment made by an AIF after their date must be held in dematerialized form, SEBI said in a circular. However, investments made before the date have been exempted except in cases where the investee company is legally required to facilitate dematerialization or the other SEBI registered entities has control over the investee company. Lastly, let's take a look at how the stocks performed today. The benchmark equity indices opened in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 opened 158.60 points, or 0.72% higher, to settle at 22,053.15, while the BSE Sensex sold 481.41 points, or 0.66%, to 73,049.87 in the opening trade. The broader indices opened in the green, with gains led by large cap and small cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index opened higher by 181.25 points, or 0.38%, to settle at 47,891.05. Among sectors, except metal, all other sectoral indices ended in green, with information technology, PSU Bank, oil and gas up 1% each. Wipro, ONGC, HCL Technologies and Bharati Airtel were among the top gainers on Nifty, while losers included HDFC Life, Bajaj Finance and more. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with what's happening in the finance and business stories.